Longpo, are there examples in real life that we can witness someone who has attained nirvana?
Well, I mean that's subjective. In the sense of if I can say, well, I mean there are beings who have experienced it, but then the problem is why wouldn't you doubt it? Why believe me? So I think it's this is why the Buddha put so much more emphasis on the practice rather than belief, and why the Buddha used Four Noble Truths as an incredibly skillful means for people to put their attention towards, rather than, I mean, you think of the Buddha's the story of the Buddha, and the Buddha has awakened under he's fully enlightened under the Bodhi tree. He decides he should teach, and who should he teach? Well, he should teach the five his five ascetic friends. They're off in Benares, which is about 200 kilometers away, and so he starts walking towards Benares to be able to teach them. He's met by a wandering ascetic, Upaka, and Upaka is really impressed. He said, "Oh, your face is clear and bright. Your features are serene and inspiring. Who's your teacher? What have you realized?" And the Buddha says, "You just made this incredible declaration. I have no teacher. I am fully awakened. I am the only one in the world who's fully awakened, who is beyond death. I'm going to Benares to beat the drum of the deathless." And Upaka is sort of, "Oh, may it be so," and bailed really quickly, walked in the opposite direction as quick as he could. Making a declaration of truth that even if it's true, there's no handle to get on because you have to believe it. So then the Buddha said, "Well, I've got to lay out a path." And just saying something like that is not useful. So that paying attention to the path, the training that the Buddha has given us is the doorway in. And you get to experience that for yourself. You don't have to believe it. And so that the to I can say, okay, I mean, I've met teachers who I feel were fully awakened, but that's just me. That's hearsay.